thing. Jesus Christ, I hate doing programs. Let's try calling Cheryl. Hold on. Hold on.
Hello, this is Cheryl Murkowski from the Ugly Department. How may I help you today?
Hello?
Hello?
Is this the ugliness department? I'm calling for...
Oh, sure, sure.
I'm calling for Cheryl. What?
Oh, it's so nice
what?
To hear from you. I'm so glad that you've decided to grace the listeners with your presence on your own program.
You know what? You're very ugly, even vocally.
It's almost as if it wasn't even your job, and you were, you know, we were at the mercy of the whim of the Matt Weinstein.
You're a very, very ugly, ugly, yet dirty whore. And, well, so the good news is that even though I've had a week plus a day to think about my next program, I actually have done no preparation whatsoever, and I have absolutely...
Preparation H.
You know...
Hemorrhoids. Speaking of hemorrhoids, did you know that Andy Melton actually has hemorrhoids?
Well, of course I did, because he's fat and disgusting. Now, listen, I have to tell you a funny story you reminded me. You know, I went to the doctor for the first time in about 5 years. You're not including the mental institutions. Okay. And so the doctors, like, take it. Oh, no. I can't do this. Oh, shit. The doctors take it a family history of my friend who was in there with me, also having a physical at the same time. Okay.
Right.
I brought a friend, and we both have parallel lives. So my friend was giving her. His or her family.
Violation of the hippos.
Oh no, because she had big hips. So. I shouldn't laugh because you're not going to find it funny. So my friend was asked, you know, after the doctor asked my family history, I said, no, we're just okay. And I said, my friend said, well, I'm not.
What? She said,
I'm not sure, but I think my daddy got hemorrhoids. Cause everywhere she go, he be taking this big house. And she don't know what he be doing. She don't know what he be doing with this house. But she think it's cause he got hemorrhoid surgery and they cut too much off.
Wait a minute, honey.
What?
You had hemorrhoid surgery.
No. I'm talking about my friend's. My friend, the doctor was taking a family history.
Okay.
And my friend said this about her father. She said, well, I think there might be hemorrhoids in the family. But I'm not sure. We don't talk about these things, she or he said. But he travels everywhere he goes with this duty squirt. And and he has to wash his anus specially. And I think he had hemorrhoid surgery, but they took too much out. Okay.
Okay, sure.
I spit my tea!
I said, you done falling out, girl.
Fell out! I fell out!
Right up. Why, that man has such a T-rectum. Scarred from the Oh,
girl, I can't take. Did you, by the way, I just sent you a picture of some shrimp. Did you get it?
Is that from your girlfriend?
She keeps sending me pictures of shrimp for real.
It's
I don't
disgusting.
Understand.
Disgusting. Like, that picture makes me want to vomit all over the place.
She sends me, I should send you more. You want to see the rest? She just keeps sending me shrimp pictures.
Why?
I have not, because that's where she works.
That's really strange.
Okay, I'm uploading.
I think I actually found your girlfriend.
You did? Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. I spit everywhere now all over my computer because of that hemorrhoid surgery. Anyway, so this is what happened when I don't be doing programs no much. I'm uploading a file, Cheryl, right now, of my friend who was in this beauty pageant, Dame Duty's stench. This is just an upload I'm doing for. Are you still there? Hello? Okay.
I just emailed you a link to a movie of your girlfriend.
Okay.
And I believe.
I don't be seeing it.
Sure, she's pretending to be Hillary Clitoris, but
did you get kicked off of Skype or something? Why kind of you used his emails? Did you not pay your Skype bill?
Who?
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't
Skype.
Know.
What's Skype?
I was wondering. You know, I found an old CD where, you know, I used to archive these things, and I found the original cake-eating lesbians in the vagina video that I've been looking for forever. Have you seen that? Where the one lesbian says, "Let me be your pussy platter," and then she sticks the cake in the vagina and starts eating it out. And she starts laughing.
I ain't seen that yet.
I'm going to have to put it on Insane Films because I don't think it's really been out there.
Well,
oh, no. Lapa Canyon of Hillary.
Yes.
Hold on. I'm listening.
Look at me. Don't fool better than me. Why?
Oh, my God.
Why?
Girl.
Fuck you, America.
She said, fuck you.
Fuck you, Obama. Fuck you, Dynamite. Oprah. Tiger Good, Mary Johnson, Rockefeller, fuck. I know happy now. No estoy contento.
She does look like her. That was very nice, Cheryl. La Pequeña, Hillary Clinton.
It really looks like your girlfriend.
That doesn't look like her, actually, no. But it does look a little bit like your mother. Mm-hmm.
The Pequeña Patty Hearst.
Oh, God.
What?
I fell out about that hemorrhoid.
You fell out about that? I know. You know, Andy Melton brings out the best of the worst in people.
Well, that's
good. Yes, you do, honey. I think you should really ask Miss Melton about her hemorrhoid.
I don't want to get him on the phone right now. Well, this is just me and you right now.
Okay.
We'll talk about. I'll talk with Andy about his hemorrhoid on my next show next year.
A few moments ago, before you decided to call me for your show, Grim, you were discussing how you had some technical issues with your hard drive.
Terabyte. I said I got a terabyte.
Yeah. Would you like me to? I will post a transcript.
Well, anybody can fake a transcript.
What is MB? Do you mean TB?
MB is megabyte.
Please don't refer to it as a megabyte.
Excuse me?
Refer to it as a terabyte. It's what you said.
Well, that doesn't even make sense. How would you have a niggerbyte of disk space? Not only is it racist, it doesn't make sense.
You're the one who
Right.
Right. So the other day, I was looking around the internet and I came across this amazing podcast, honey.
Oh, what is it?
Well, It's a combination of intellectual sexiness, poetry,
your ugly face?
Math.
Let me guess. Fonz? Oh, the Happy Days podcast? I don't know. What could it be?
And I had something about Adam and Eve.
What? What are you talking about?
Somebody selling product. Never mind.
Oh, you're talking about Reagan.
Trying to sell product.
You said something. Reagan is selling Adam and Eve. But, you know, I can't begrudge him for selling products. I mean, I've been sold out for 3 years.
I'm just gathering the facts and rendering opinions about his, what do we call it?
Mangina?
His reviews.
But it's called Adam and Eve. That's weird. Like, what an overtly heterosexual thing for an overtly homosexual bottom to advertise, don't you think? I should ask him.
I mean, he does not. He does not analyze culture that well.
Okay, tell me what it's like, because I haven't heard it. Can you? Do you need to do an impersonation or something?
No, I got this product, and I shoved it up my ass, and all of this poop came tumbling down.
Is that what he says?
And I was doing math. Last week at the, the popular restaurant in the L.A. is.
McDonald?
Somebody took out their penis and showed it to me.
Mean the Red Monkeys?
She makes my dick get hoovered. Doesn't she make your dick get hoovered?
I don't have a dick, you dumb bitch. Listen, I got to tell you something about this Red Monkey. I was in a chat room for some conference that Dave Weiner had hosted, a bunch of these technical people, and I saw Red Monkey, and I said, "Hey, it's Matt," and he goes, "I don't believe we've ever met." I knew it was him, because how many Steven from Red Monkeys could there be? I said, "Really?" He said, "Yes."
No, it could be somebody else.
I think he didn't even put it together that it was Madge Weinstein, or maybe he didn't think it was really me, or maybe he was just acting cool in front of the chat room.
Probably. He is pretty cool.
It's probably. You said probably.
Probably. He's pretty cool.
I don't know. He must have a huge penis, because he sure has a lot of hot man's friends, and they all look like the bottoms to me, don't you think?
Well, and haven't you seen his picture? He's pretty, tasty himself.
But you seen his dick or no?
No, I ain't seen his dick. He's supposed to show me later this evening, actually.
Well, listen to me, Cheryl. I got to tell you something. Too bad I forgot what it is.
Oh.
That's right. Too bad I forgot what it is.
That makes sense. So,
right.
Now that you're not doing these daily programs, I'm wondering how Vera's alcoholism is not spiraling out of control.
what do you mean? Since she doesn't have my chat room to attack, to espouse her alcoholism, where does she go? I think her cunt juice does it.
Mm-hmm.
Her cunt juice. Sorry, I'm checking.
It is so good. Wow.
Hang on, I want to see if my upload is ready for you to look at yet. Hold on. Let's see. Madge P.MP4. Oh, fucking cunt suck my eating. Oh, Duty P. It's called Duty P. Duty P.
Link.
Okay, I'm going to give out the URL only here. This is a special listeners only podcast exclusive.
I'm sure that.
This is my friend Dame Duty Stench presenting just the first part where she presents herself to the audience. The URL for the Yeast Radio audience only, and please don't post this in the link. It's very exclusive. Although I have rumors that the Daily Purge was there and the Penis Explosion will be having exclusive footage from their flip cam. So syphilis.us.
That's why.
That's right. Syphilis.us /DutyP. DOOTYP. /MP4. It's a long file. It's about 35 minutes. What did you call those things? Bytes?
Excuse me.
So,
excuse me.
Did you get the URL, Shereached?
Wait, it's syphil.us?
Yes, syphil.us, syphil.us. It's syphilis, but it's spelled wrong, really. syphil.us/dutyp.mp4.
I think I spelled it wrong.
You are a retarded whore. Duty piece.
Very pretty. It's a very pretty stage.
Isn't it pretty? It's a church. It's a gym. Listen, though. It's 720p,
Touching
Cheryl.
An issue.
Let it load first before you watch it, because I don't want you to ruin it.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready, and then I'll play it when you play it at the same time.
I have a question.
Yeah?
When you work out a lot, do you ever get really hungry, so hungry that you're going to keep eating?
Hold on. I pressed something by mistake. What? Tell me. When I work out and get eaten out a lot, what? Do I get...
When you work out a lot and...
Do I masturbate in the steam room?
Oh, my God.
No, what? When, do I get hungry? Yes, I get extremely hungry.
And then you keep eating and you're still hungry.
Of course. That's why I'm on Seattle Sutton. I eat all of it in one day.
Are you on the Seattle Sutton bullshit?
I've been on Seattle Sutton since middle of April. But the reason I do it, Cheryl, is I still eat tons of food. I don't eat, like, I'm not doing it to diet. I eat, like, 17 meals a day. But I eat Seattle Sutton because it's at least makes my meals balanced, unlike my mental state. Okay.
Right. How much that cost?
Oh, it's nothing I can afford.
Oh.
But by the way, that reminds me, if my audience would like to pay for my Seattle Sutton, people just don't take hints. I mean, I said at the very end of last podcast,
well,
if you want me to keep...
Do a fucking
shut
show
up.
If you
listen
want
to me.
Pay for your
I
shit,
said
you
at the
pay.
Very end of the show, if you wanted me to keep doing shows, why don't you give me some money? Do you know how many people did? Zero. Now, I know there are those of you in the
they
audience who have given me a lot of money. I'm not talking... What?
Then you ain't gonna do a show, Mary.
Did the thing download yet?
No.
Oh my God!
Very slow.
How what? How far is it?
Not even halfway.
I heard you went biking today. Is that the truth?
Sure did, nay.
Did your vagina get?
Tank.
Did you use that chamois cream, or did your vagina get chafed? What do you do about
Wait! What kind of cream?
It's chamois cream, it's called. It's for what we girls have to use when we go bicycling, wearing the pants, because otherwise our lips get...
chamois cream?
Well, I would imagine your lips probably leak outside the pants.
Oh, sure. I was wearing bicycle shorts.
Were you?
And I actually had to put my fins and my lips on the outside of the shorts. They were dangling. One of them got caught in my wheel. And when I was switching gears, when I was going up a hill, I had to stand up because it was a big one. And my lips got caught in the goddamn
spokes.
The gears of the bicycle.
Oh, the gear? You mean the chain?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That must have hurt.
So it left this trail of grease.
On your lips? You must have, your lips must look like the snake, what's that canyon that Evel Knievel jumped over? The Snake River Canyon?
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Snake something. Is it finished downloading yet, you dumb bitch?
Almost.
Okay, now when we're going to play it at the same time so that the audience can hear it along with me. Let me know when you're ready to start. It's already uploaded. It has nothing to do with my internet. My internet is done. I have the file. I uploaded the file. The issue is your internet.
With me downloading torrents.
Oh, you're downloading horrents. What kind of pornography? Fisting, or fisting?
I'm stumping.
Stumping? Trotsky got stumps today. You know, he's recovering from surgery. I just posted, poor thing, you know, I had to get his dew claws removed because, you know, he gets...
Did you get his lipstick trimmed? It's very long.
If you go to my Flickr, you should... Oh, it's ready. Okay, let's start it. One, two, three, go. Look at them heels on her.
That's pretty good.
Do you like that Lame outfit, Cheryl?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wait till you see.
That was hilarious. I like that.
Did you see?
People enjoyed your thing.
Did you see how... Well, the audience is stupid, that's why. But did you like how Dame Duty Stench was very voluptuous?
What the hell?
Did you notice her hips and her bloaterus?
Her hips.
But during the show, during the opera number that she did, she ended up masturbating because the audience wasn't receptive. And the old standby for drag queens is when your audience, if all else fails, masturbate. Okay, so she touched her. She touched her fingers and then rubbed her clit.
Do they like that?
They like that, yeah. They like that.
Why didn't you take out your clitoris?
Well, good question. I didn't think of it.
I don't even have to think of it. It just slips out.
But why didn't you double back your lips and put them back in the pants instead of leaving them dangling? You could have just doubled the backs and back
more
up.
You know how when people go skydiving, it's very risky? Well, this is very much like that. And
no, but that's different because you take necessary...
Apparently, of dangling, it's a very dangerous...
But Cheryl, it needn't dangle.
I said that I like the risk factor. Now look at the video I sent you. This woman makes me so moist.
I don't see it. People have been sending me stuff and I haven't been playing it. Sorry about that. I've seen her. She's been on Eclectic News Brief before. You ain't showing me something I ain't seen already.
You seen her?
I already favorited that hot thing. Ashley.
I love Ashley.
No,
there's another Ashley. Have you seen her in the orange swimming
suit? I seen her. I done ate her out. The perfect bottom. For what? For biodiesel? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So, Barack Obama's in favor of using corn for fuel instead of feeding people, so that's hot. Because he's from Illinois.
I'm chewing.
Oh, I got another email from my girlfriend here. Hola, dime como estás? Discover the new Windows Vista. Learn more. Why would she tell me that? I thought she doesn't speak English. But she signs her email, discover the new Windows Vista. Learn more. What do you think about
she
that?
She obviously loves you.
You know, that Vista is such a pain. I actually like the Vista. I've been using it. But they fucking make it so hard to copy it. It's bullshit.
Why would you do that?
Because your mom smiles.
Check your email, bitch.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Another one of the
I don't
want to
see... look, no, none of this, Ashley. See, a confirmed birth date. How come I didn't have to for the other one?
This one's dirty.
This makes me want to do an eclectic news brief again. It do. How come it only has 3 stars? How come she only has 117 views? Wow, Cheryl.
It's real good.
Can you imagine this? What is an SSBBW goddess? What is the SS?
She's a beautiful woman, something or other.
What?
I love this video. It's so good.
Okay, listen.
This is amazing. I just saved this one to my computer.
Your vagina is ugly and right.
This one was a good video. I think that's what Andy Melton looks like.
Listen, audience, I need money. I got a $5,000 tax bill. I made a huge mistake on my taxes, and I owe $5,000.
How do you make a huge mistake? Don't you have an accountant?
No. The accountant caught it. This is what the accountant caught it. I did my taxes late for a change. He caught the mistake. The thing is, I do my deductions on a spreadsheet. And I thought, wow, this is great because I, you know. Basically, I overstated my deductions on the spreadsheet by $9,000 because I had put a subtotal in to see where I was, but I forgot to take the subtotal out. So basically, I'm fucked. Okay. Mm-hmm. So please send your donations to rishi@hotmail.com. R-I-S-H-E-Y at hotmail.com.
Bad tax planning, honey.
Whatever. Just send me the money and shut the Christ up.
Okay.
I also need a new espresso machine.
Good job.
I'm sorry, we have a bad connection. Are you on a mobile line? I can't hear you. That's okay, we can move on to a different subject.
Okay.
That's okay.
Oh, that fixed it.
Yeah, that did. Anyway, do we have anything else we have to talk about?
Definitely not the fibroids in my left breast.
What kind of razor do you use?
I use an electric one, a brown one.
Which model number? Is it good?
It's all right.
Because I need an electric razor. Can you send me a link to it?
It's, I think, the 7200. Let me go to that.
It's okay if it's for your face.
It's the cool one that, it cleans itself.
But it's for you. You can use it on your face, right? It's not a vaginal. I don't want a penis razor. I need a face razor for my lesbian facial hair. Bronze 7200. That sounds like
7526.
Let's see.
But they have a newer version now. It's expensive, honey. You don't got no money, remember?
Yeah, but send me it so I can put it on my wish list. Tell me the model number. Tell me it while I still got my hand up.
Well, what
my cunt.
I want one, you stupid bitch?
You already have one.
You know how many presents I got for my birthday?
How many?
None. I appreciated your present. I really appreciated most of all the present from Wanda Wisdom that she never gave me and called me to tell me that she hadn't gotten me.
She still hasn't gotten you anything?
Nope.
Then give me her Amazon Primes, please.
You ain't gonna are you gonna send me stuff?
Sure, of course I will, eventually.
But
I mostly need it for myself, but I'll send you stuff. I don't care. If that's what it takes, you know?
Yes. Okay.
Right? I guess I could do it for my family, but I don't got no $75 lying around. But that way I can buy my tapes. It would be so helpful if you would do it, because I would really use it. Not like that fucking Wanda Wisdom. I mean, she's a fucking... You know, she's just ghetto, Cheryl. She's like Florida Evans. She's just ghetto. She's broke. She's a cleaning woman. Do you know what I mean? She's all Florida all the time.
Wow.
Seriously. I mean, I like Wanda, but she's ghetto. At least Annie Vera Charles is rich.
No, she ain't.
Wanda should say, I'm the poorest drag queen on the internet. No, I am. Never mind. All right, where's the model number for this fucking razor, and where is my Amazon Prime?
Well, I see.
I see, says the blind man. My grandma used to say that. I never fucking understood it. Why would a blind man say, oh, now I'm 40. Oh, God, does that smell bad, good, bad, good. So the doctor shoved his finger up my asshole. And, you know, and I didn't like
your female prostate.
Well, right, my Skene's gland. But I thought it would make me have an ejaculation. But he did. Well, I didn't get no female ejaculation. And then I thought, well, gosh, maybe I had duty in there. And but when he took it out, he didn't wipe the goop off. So when I walked out of the office, my panties stuck to my asshole.
He did it across your face.
What?
When he took his finger and put it in your anus, didn't wipe it off. And when you were leaving, he smacked you across the face.
Then it would be one of those movies you're downloading.
Oh. That's true. True
that. Are you the person that sent me that Two Girls, One Cup birthday cake, by the way?
Birthday cake?
Yes. You didn't see it was like this Two Girls, One Cup birthday cake, and it was a chocolate duty cake with a cup of shit on it.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
All right, so this isn't a razor. This is a fucking toaster. I don't understand. Braun Pulsonic System 9595 with LCD screen. Why the fuck does a goddamn razor need an LCD? Oh, my God, it's $269? What the fuck?
And then there's the...
This is insane.
8985.
Oh, come on. What the fuck? Look at this. Braun Pulsonic System with LED lights. Wow, that's going to make me buy it because it has lights. What is it, a flying saucer? Seriously.
8985. I feel like I'm doing one of those prank phone calls.
8985. Really been enjoying those phone calls, though.
Somebody didn't. They called me to tell me that they love me, but they want me to do regular shows.
You know what? Fuck those people. You're always going to get people that are just always want to hear the same thing. They can't stand variety. They can't stand when you change. It's like, you know what? Do your own fucking program and then shove it up your ass. See, I take advice seriously from people who do their own programs. I don't take it so seriously from lazy ass motherfuckers who just sit and listen
like
to
Red Monkey.
Who?
Red Monkey.
She never said anything bad about my program. Never, ever.
That's true. She loves me. She sent me coffee. She sent me, and what else she sent me? She sent me this room spray that makes my clitoris skin all nasty.
Okay, Braun 8585 electric shaver.
She's going to send me clothes. She better.
Okay, Braun 8585 electric shaver is 135. Is that the one?
Sure.
It says activator shaving system with ultimate. Oh, this is bullshit. See, all these things, they look like cheapy. Would that shave my noose?
You know what? You know what? I use an older version of that. It worked fine.
How often do you have to change the blades and all that shit?
Well, once a year.
Can you add me to your Amazon Prime now and take off Wanda right now while we're on the phone?
Why?
Because I know otherwise you won't do it, because you feel sorry for being a poor drag queen. But I'm a poor lesbian. What's the difference?
The difference is sometimes things can get out of hand.
Are you doing it?
Oh, go on.
Here, go look at flickr.com/yeastradio to see how Trotsky looks right now in his little Elizabethan costume. It's so sad. He's got to wear that for 2 weeks. Poor Trotsky. Lisa gave me an excuse to stay home tonight.
Look at him.
Mm-hmm. But don't watch the video of me swearing at buses.
When she gets his lipstick clipped.
What? Dogs don't get circumcised. Now, there's a picture
I just got charged. Bitch, I just got charged for the Amazon Prime on the 14th, and I didn't even realize it. Oh, that's silly.
How much is it? Cool. I thought you just get charged once a year. right?
Excuse me.
I thought you just have to pay for it once a year.
You do. My year was up.
You've had it that long? Okay, did you put me on there?
I've had it since 2006.
Sayux. I didn't know that. Okay, do you know my, did you find me?
Weinstein.
No. Let's see. What do you need to know? My account name, or what do I have to tell you? It's not under Medjo. I think it's under Rishi at Hotmail, my email. You can look.
The information that you use to log into the, Amazon.
Okay, well, I can figure that out by pressing not Madge. Oh, yeah, it's Rishi at Hotmail.com. It's the same as my PayPal address that you've never used. You have, actually. Rishi at Hotmail.com is my email address that I sign on with.
R-I-S-H-E-Y.
R-I-S-H-E-Y. It's also the same address you can use to PayPal. Send me money if you want to hear more than one show a month, maybe.
You're going to be my my grandparent.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'll be your goddamn great-grandmother for all I give a shit.
Ooh. Ooh. I like that.
You like having it?
So should I remove?
What? Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what's your birthday, honey?
Oh, I can't tell you that over the phone.
Yeah, Michael, let me see if I have it.
I don't want to give away my identity.
Mark,
shut up.
I'm so sorry.
Here, I'm sending it to you.
Yeah, honey, I don't need it. I got it.
Okay. Well, so even the year?
You know, I don't need that yet.
I'm 59, you know.
Okay.
Okay, so how do I know that it worked?
Get an email to your shitty ass Hotmail.
Okay. Cheryl, when was the last time you got laid?
Excuse?
When was the last time you got laid?
3 months ago. It was with a dog. Does that count?
No. Oh, I got it.
You get,
Now, do you ever go to the... Do you have any of them bathrooms like what I was talking about in my program?
That was a good joke.
Cheryl Mercant... I didn't go back to that bathroom, but I'll go back Wednesday. Do you want me to? I can go back Wednesday. Let's see. It says, Cheryl Murkowski invites you to become a member of Amazon Prime. You receive 2-day shipping, blah, 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 and upgrade. Free 2-day shipping. Yes. Okay, wait a second. It needs to know. How now? Now I'm going to have to get some information from you. This is so N-wordy. Why do they have to... Why they got to hate you? Hate. Why do they got to hate? Hold on. Let me do this. It's valid until 2009. Can you email me your birthday? I should know what it is, but I don't want to say. Are you still there? Cheryl. Oh, fuck. Hold on. I've been talking to my goddamn self. I know what's wrong. I know what's wrong. Hang on, Cheryl. Okay, you're back. You're there. I don't know. Sometimes when we talk too long. All right, did you email me your birthday now? Hello. Yeah, you did, right? I'm going to have a chicken sandwich when we're done. Okay. Do you like chicken sandwiches, Cheryl?
I do.
I like to fry them. Why does Mikey Pot have that chicken red minus sign on him? That is, I hate people when they use that red minus sign. Like, oh, I'm so cool. I can't be bothered. Then why are you on? Why are you
fry
online then,
chicken.
Bitch?
Fry that chicken.
No, it's not. I'm not that kind of fried, though I love fried chicken, but it's too many calories. What day is it? Did you like that about, Dame Duty Stench's business about how she's starring in a movie about ugly Alzheimer's patients? No, wait, what was it? Ugly Alzheimer's. What was it? I forget. Oh, ugly Alzheimer's patient nudists. February. Never mind. I can't talk.
Dang. And you can't marry.
Oh, what's your fucking... God, I'm so brain dead. Okay. I can't even... I have no short-term memory. So, let's see here. Where is it?
What I'm doing right now, honey.
You just sent it to me and now it's fucking gone. I am a fucking retortist. Oh, there it is. Okay. God, I'm dumb. I got Wanda's Prime. That's what you get for not sending me my stevia, you dumb bitch. Hello. It says it's not...
When she gives me a present, I can give her it back. But until then...
Oh, I put the fucking wrong thing.
Let me remove her.
Yeah, remove her, and very loudly remove her, and send her an email.
You successfully removed a person who was sharing this Amazon Prime membership.
Cool.
Goodbye.
Can you give me a hi?
Now it's you, my mother, and Tim Henson from Distorted View, honey.
Now that's better.
She's my girlfriend.
That's fine. I don't care as long as that's me.
You know what I just put on my bowl?
Primary member's name is Cheryl Murkowski. Subscription duration 1 year. Oh, I'm going to... Now that I have a $5,000 tax bill, I can order lots of things. Like...
Oh.
Oh, well, look at how they have that... The little rotating penis vagina.
I love the Amazons. They order lots of things.
Okay, you know what? Now I can order my book that Wanda Wisdom was talking about. Speaking of Wanda...
What book?
This Norman Mailer book about Hitler and how he was upset. Excuse me. Let's see. Add to shopping cart. I want to see if it works.
You get in 2 days, honey.
I don't mind. I can take as long as it damn well wants to. Wait a second. I want to see. I think I ordered too much. Hold on. How do I get back? Jesus Christ. It was so hot at that fucking beauty pageant. It was like 1,000 degrees.
Really?
Oh, my God. It was horrible. That's a whole other story. I just don't feel like talking about it, but it was really grueling.
Spaces that ain't air conditioned.
It was really well, you know, these drug addict people. You know how that is. Wish I could afford the bronze, but I can't. Wish I could afford it, but I can't. Hint. Well, at least the book is only $12. That I can afford. And I'll buy some video cassettes. That I can afford. Okay. But at least show gift options during checkout. Yeah, I think I'll buy myself the present. That's what I'll fucking do.
Should have it wrapped.
Good idea.
$24.
$2.99. Standard shipping. I love how it tries to trick you into getting 2-day shipping. Continue.
Wait.
What?
Honey.
What?
You get 2-day shipping for free.
No. Really?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Hold on. I didn't do it yet. I didn't. No, standard shipping, it says choose a shipping speed. I thought standard shipping is free. That's the prime thing. Or is it always free?
Hold on.
Explain it. I think because 2-day shipping gets deterred me by Thursday, but then you have to pay for it, I think.
Honey.
What?
Honey, 2-day shipping. Click on it and then do the refresh or whatever. That's the free with the Amazon Prime. You get 2-day shipping for free. That's your new standard shipping. And then the 1-day shipping is $3.99 per item.
Okay, wait. Hold on. I don't see where you can refresh this. Update.
Just go to Amazon.com. Click on your shopping cart.
Hold on.
Click checkout.
This is the part of the show that's getting deleted. I'm streamlining my pogroms these days. Let's see. Cart.
Oh, yes, right.
That way I have another 3 days before I have to post it. Okay, yours. I don't want no goddamn Visa card, you dumb bitch. God. How do I do this now? Okay, so I see my shopping cart to buy now. And then it says, now what? Proceed to checkout, right? But it don't say nothing about no shipping. Proceed to checkout. I'm a returning cunt. Then I press ship to this address. Press that. Shipping. Ow. 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 I don't understand this. Items. So I only have one item now. What happened to my other items? This. Oh, no. Save to buy later. I want it to be in the cork. I almost didn't buy the videotapes. I almost didn't buy these videotapes. That's the problem, Cheryl.
Well, with the Amazon Prime, it don't matter. You can do as many orders as you want.
Okay. I want my group my items to as few shipments as possible. I want my items faster. No. Which one do I want to choose? I want my items faster, right?
That's right. Then you end up getting like 20 boxes. It's awesome.
I hate those fucking boxes. That just makes more mess. Well, I don't see where it says. Will it give me a chance to approve it before it...
Oh, my God.
Why'd you talk like that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, free two-day shipping. Wow, you're right. So why would I choose free standard shipping if it's free two-day shipping?
Because people are retarded.
Well, I almost did that, and I'm...
And you're retarded, clearly.
Okay. So now can I buy my tampon? I mean, my,
Honey, it has to be sold from and shipped by Amazon. It will tell you if it's eligible on the page.
I didn't read it.
For the Amazon Prime.
Well, I already ordered it.
When you're shopping on Amazon, it'll tell you if an item is eligible.
Okay, well, how do I know? I already put in my credit card number and finished it.
You stupid bitch. Obviously it is.
Yep.
Wow.
Gift certificate to Cheryl at whorehole.org.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. How come you never paid your bill, by the way? I sent you a bill for $1,000 for being ugly. How come
because
you
Because people didn't send me money.
Okay, it still hasn't shipped, though.
Well,
the book and the tapes. When is it going to ship?
Oh, my God.
How long does this take?
Oh, my God. It's Sunday now. It's Monday. And
shouldn't it have gone out by now? I ordered it already.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it's been about 30 minutes.
I know it's been about 54 minutes, unfortunately. Maybe I can... I'm going to make this into five different five-minute programs. No, then 25. This will be 2 weeks' worth of programs.
Make sure to keep in the beginning part.
Oh, I'll keep that in, yeah. Do you mean the part about... my friend and the duty squirk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll have to stay.
You know, you can get one of those toe-to washlets. They're pretty cheap, and you can put it in your own vinegar solution.
I heard that there's these mammo pads. Mammo pads that you get them from what? We need to get some. You use it when you get a mammogram to wash your breasts.
Oh.
They're called mammo pads or something like that. Booba pads.
You wash your lips?
No, you're... Why would you wash your lips for a mammogram?
Because I get a mammogram of my lips. To make sure that, you know, I don't have no cancer. I had cancer in the lower portion. It's not funny. It's very sick. You know, when they smash my lips in there...
In the Xerox machine,
cool.
In the bicycle, in the stapler, which? I mean, your lips get smashed.
Machine.
I really doubt if your lips are thick enough to accommodate a mammogram machine.
Oh, they sure are. And they found the cancer. That's why it was black. And then I got a road rash.
I thought it was black from the grease on the chain.
Well, no, that was this week. I got the road rash.
Oh, God, you're
road
an
rash,
idiot.
Honey. Road rash on my roommates.
I'm going to kill myself after this. Okay, let's leave. Let's end. Okay. Thank you for being on my program, and especially for the AIDS. What do you call it? Oral AIDS. Thank you for giving me oral AIDS.
Amazon.
Uh-huh.
Poor Wanda's going to get an email this evening that says that her membership has been canceled.
It's really great.
I know. She'll be like, what's going on? She'll email me and say, what's going on?
You didn't give me no present.
Oh, shit, nigga. What the fuck time is it, man? Do you know what time it is? Oh shit, what the fuck's going on? You alright? Nigga, what the fuck is wrong?
When I die, fuck it, I wanna go to hell. Cause I'm a piece of shit, it ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to heaven with the goody goodies dressed in white. I like black Tims and black hoodies. God'll probably have me on some real strict shit. No sleeping all day, no getting my dick licked. Hanging with the goody goodies, lounging in paradise. Fuck that shit, I wanna tote guns and shoot dice. All my life, I've been considered as the worst. Lying to my mother, even stealing out a purse. Crime after crime, from drugs to extortion. I know my mother wish she got a fucking abortion. She don't even love me like she did when I was younger. Sucking on her chest just to stop my fucking hunger. I wonder if I died, would tears come to her eyes? Forgive me for my disrespect, forgive me for my lies. My baby mother's 8 months, her little sister's too. Who's to blame for both of them? I swear to God, I wanna just slip my wrist and end this bullshit. Throw the magnum to my head, threaten to pull shit. And squeeze until the bed's completely red. Shit, I'm glad I'm dead. A worthless fucking Buddha head. The stress is building up. I can't believe suicide's on my fucking mind. I wanna leave. I swear to God, I feel like death is fucking calling me. Nah, you wouldn't understand.
Nigga, talk to me, please, man.
You see, it's kinda like the crack did the Pookie and New Jack. Except when I cross over, there ain't no coming back. Should I die on the train track like Rainbow and Beach Street? People at the funeral frontin' like they miss me. My baby mama kissed me, but she glad I'm gone. She know me and her sister had something going on. I reached my peak, I can't speak. Call my nigga Cheek, tell him that my will is weak. I'm sick of niggas lying, I'm sick of bitches hawking. Matter of fact, I'm sick of talking.
Please don't worry about it.